News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, this week marks 10 years since the same-sex marriage referendum, the marriage equality referendum. LGBT campaigners say there are still challenges to overcome in the area of parental rights, and they say a rise in homophobia. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting with those who have married their partners and those who campaigned against legalising same-sex marriage.
Majority of votes in favour of the proposal, 467,000. 307.
Hello, I'm Aoife Leahy. I'm married to my wife Clodagh since 2016. We have a teenager.
Looking back now, how did the referendum change your life?
Well, we were able to have a second wedding. We had our civil partnership in 2011, and we were delighted that we could upgrade to full marriage in 2016.
And when you look back, I suppose it must fill you with a sense of pride or happiness.
Yes, it was a lovely experience. I campaigned locally in my own town. It was a great experience to get so much positive feedback from people who said they were voting yes. And we were delighted when marriage equality passed.
So 10 years on, yourself and your wife are parents?
We are. We have a 15-year-old. I got retrospective recognition under the Children and Family Relationships Act. So even though our child was born in 2009, I legally became a parent in late 2020. And I'm really hoping that many of my friends will be able to get their parental rights as well in the future.
Aoife Leahy and her wife Clodagh are just one couple to tie the knot out of almost 6,000 same-sex marriages since the referendum. 10 years on, what do those who campaigned for a no vote think of the changes today?
Ronan Mullen, independent senator for the National University of Ireland. The more things started kicking off, the more I felt that there were arguments that I felt were more persuasive for keeping the definition of marriage based on the relationship between men and women, because I felt that I feel and still think, and I think many people would still think, that that has a particular social function as the kind of the social ideal for the upbringing of children. I felt that there was other ways to respect other people's private lives and personal choices, and for me it certainly was never about not respecting people's private life and personal choices. I know a lot of people voted to redefine marriage because they wanted to send a message of love and solidarity to gay people, perhaps even a kind of a social atonement for past cruelties, and I just felt that those instincts were generous, but I think it was the wrong answer to it, to redefine marriage. I think progressivism is failing now. I think people are seeing that all of these claims for rights are actually in the long term letting people down.
Your stance, your view hasn't changed?
Oh no, I think
there was a vote tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I would reiterate that I wasn't for or against anybody or their private life or their personal choices. Everybody is expected now to conform to a particular view. This is what we call woke culture. We see it in the way that people are made to feel are cancelled, you know, if they have the wrong ideas. So I would say if it was happening again, I would still make the same argument. I would say marriage is ideally about, you know, the upbringing of children, and therefore men-women relationships matter for that purpose in a particular way that society should acknowledge. But let's look at how we can respect the private lives and the needs and the rights of people, including same-sex couples. In fact, anybody who's mutually dependent and caring for somebody else.
The result of the marriage referendum sent a message of support to the LGBT plus community around the world.
Breaking overnight, a first for the world is unfolding in Ireland. Voters appear to have embraced a referendum.
In particular, it gave people confidence to feel comfortable with their sexuality, as 23-year-old Joshua Ellul reflects.
I would have been about 13, probably about a year afterwards when I started in secondary school, that I actually came out, and I suppose the referendum and seeing queer people be so positively in the media was probably a big part of me coming towards that conclusion.
So your early teens, what was it like, I suppose, seeing the posters up, the celebrations, the coverage on TV, just seeing that, how did it inspire you or interact with your own feelings at the time?
It's the negative stuff that sticks in my mind more than the positive stuff, really. And I suppose seeing things like child deserves a mother and a father on posters, and a lot of the kind of rhetoric around LGBT people in the media, the negative stuff.
Due to the referendum, you felt more comfortable, you felt safer coming out?
I think so. I think most people who are around at the time say that there was kind of massive shift in the feeling at the time. And I think I really felt that. I felt much more comfortable. I felt that I could be who I wanted to be and that I wasn't judged. And I felt that it was okay to be gay. Not long after the referendum, kind of came to that conclusion myself. There wasn't much of a fear that that would be a problem.
So fast forward to today, what's it like for a young person in 2025?
I think things are still positive. Ireland is probably one of the better places to be queer in any way. There's a lot of progress that still needs to be done. We have a lot of issues in terms of trans healthcare. There was always kind of a conversation about having to come out all the time. And I suppose, particularly for me, because I dress quite feminine and I'm non-binary, I haven't really had to come out in quite a long time. There's very few people I have to tell I'm gay. I think most of them can do the maths.
Okay, Josh Crosby reporting there. 10 years on since the marriage equality referendum. Let us know your take at 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.